This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Foreign ownership of U.S. farmland grew last year, according to a recent USDA report, but not for a key U.S. adversary. Foreign entities bought nearly 3.5 million acres of U.S. farmland and forest in 2022, up more than 8% to more than 43 million acres. We will hear more from United States government officials on foreign ownership of U.S. farmland next.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or High Soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Foreign ownership of U.S. farmland grew last year, according to a recent USDA report, but not for a key U.S. adversary. China's holdings fell a bit from 2021 to 350,000 acres, less than 1% of foreign-owned acres. That's still too much, says Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse.
This is about our country's national security and ensuring that adversaries like China, like Russia, like North Korea, or Iran do not gain a foothold on American soil.
U.S. officials have previously voiced concerns about U.S. adversaries owning land near sensitive U.S. military sites, as China is accused of doing in North Dakota. That's a threat Pentagon Assistant Secretary Eli Ratner says the administration takes seriously.
Absolutely support efforts to prevent adversarial ownership of sensitive land industries and sectors, and biotechnology is one worth taking a careful look at.
Dan Newhouse has introduced legislation which would broaden the U.S. Treasury Department's control over foreign U.S. farmland ownership.
The People's Republic of China is only interested in reaping every possible benefit from U.S. land without giving back or considering our future to sustain an independent energy and food production. The U.S. cannot become dependent on our adversaries for our domestic food supply.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.